Yeah, I mean, it's always very varied. I think, like, in the beginning of doing sub-tempo, I was very much into the idea of just doing, yeah, like you're saying, like, the bass music kind of thing. But, I mean, I think I've done sub-tempo for, like, a year now or a year and a half. And because I'm kind of always in flux in my taste and my current obsession, so it's kind of moved away a little bit. Like, the past couple of shows, I've moved into kind of other territories and exploring different kind of sounds. But for me right now, like, the things that are really, really inspiring me are Space Africa, I think, are incredible. And the work that they're creating in their audiovisual shows are just, they're just kind of, I don't know, they're unbelievable. They're super inspiring. And it's nice because they're coming from Manchester in the north of England. It's like a historically very working class area of the UK, and to see like these young artists coming out of there and doing like amazing work and being appreciated for it, it's nice, because it's in the UK, it gets very centralized around London, which is, I don't think, is a good thing. Also Aya as well from Manchester, she's incredible. Like, I saw her what's the festival called? Mucho Flow.
Yeah. With Black Hind, Space Africa, right?
Yeah. And I literally cried at Aya's concert because it was just so good. Because it was, it's just the kind of club music that I want to hear. Is I'm so tired of, like, kind of, especially like UK white boy bass music and techno, just kind of this repetitive, which I love when I'm there, when I'm in it, but there's just something so much more exciting about what people like Aya are doing. They're completely like turning new genres on their heads and just creating these fantastic, like, non-linear pieces of music that you can still dance to, but like the rhythms will just change how you think about things. I don't know, like, it's for me right now, Aya is like the big influence on me at the moment. And so is like Zoe McPherson as well from, I think they're based in Berlin, but I think they're French. But they were here like last year, but I actually got COVID when they were playing, so I missed the show, which was devastating. But everyone told me it was ridiculous and really unbelievable. So, yeah, those are my kind of big influences right now.